No feelings hurt. No feelings hurt at all.
But it is Mother's Day. Do you hate Sunday.
All of those people? Or?
It is. We are rolling it live.
So just all of those people you hate, or
I didn't,
just
I didn't,
that, or just that one guy? Just finish what you're saying before we hit record. Oh, we're recording. What's happening, people?
No, just definitely just the one guy. Just that one guy.
But it's not the group. Why did you?
No.
Why did you say just, all of them? Who's them?
Oh, I fucking love it. Oh, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. It's Sunday. It's a special day for us here, you know, celebrating the wonderful women in our life. I just want to say thank you to all of our lady listeners, whether you're a mother or not. We appreciate you. We really do. Logan Ryan's in the building. It's Sunday. It's Hey Man, Nice Shirt.
Happy Mother's Day to all the MILFs and only the MILFs.
That again.
Everybody else can fuck off. Everybody no, happy Mother's off. Day. So I got my baby mama a whole TV stand and nice. You know, some decorations to put on the TV stand. It's like this whole big thing, right?
Nice.
She came home drunk and didn't even notice it. And I have the other old shit TV stand in a bedroom. She walks in and goes, "What's that doing in here?" I said, I thought we should get rid of it. She goes, "Okay." And I was like, "Okay." And then walked back past the new TV stand with the big fucking tree wooden bowls and all the shit, the whole nine. Walked right past it again. I just stopped and looked at it. She's like, "What?" And I was like, "Oh, what's that?" I was like, "Happy Mother's Day." And she's like, "Oh, I can't see it.
Oh.
I don't have my glasses on." And I was like, "Oh, okay." So that's how that went. And that was fun.
That's fun. Well, it's our friend's birthday, fucking Lindsay. We've talked about her before. She's a huge fan of the show. What's up, Lindsay? What's up, Karen? It was Lindsay's birthday this last Thursday, and as a gentleman, we're not going to drop how old she is, but it does rhyme with Orty. So
13?
13. That's right. She's 13 and listens to the show and goes out and gets hammered drunk. Yeah. So that's the Saturday night festivities is going to be that. And to that, of course, we got to start with.
Oh, I'm in the bag. So it's a little earlier than usual. You just rolled out of bed because, you know, the 3-hour time difference.
Yeah. Fuck. This is the hair of the balls right here. We're just keeping it rolling. Fuck it. We're just going to go. Shout out to Proclamation Ale Company. This is Derivative. This is really good. Oh my God. They're out of Rhode Island, Warwick, Rhode Island. Wow.
My buddy just moved out to Rhode Island. Shout out Dean. Dean, if you're listening, dog.
Dean,
congrats on the new place.
Dean, and if you have the opportunity, I highly recommend the Derivative. It's a single hopped pale ale. That's really fucking good, dude.
I don't know, fuck with pale ales. That's like my thing. If I'm going to do like an ale, it's a pale ale.
Dude, get.
I mean, if I'm going to do like an IPA, it's a pale ale. That's what I meant to say.
Well, there's a difference, right? You know, between a pale ale and an India pale ale, right? I mean, those are two different types of beers.
Duh.
And I can see by the look of the face that this is new information. You're today years old right now when you figured out that IPA and PA are two different things. there it is. Oh, we got him.
I think I just learned out what IPA stands for, which is cool. Don't tell me, because I think I got it. So that is an Indian pale ale.
Yeah. You didn't know that before?
I did. No, I did. I'm just
joking. Yep. Oh wow, that's really, really, really tasty. This is a good I would say this would be at home in like San Diego on a hot August day on the beach. Just this is a good beer for that, for sure. But I got to tell you the story.
I love stories.
You ever witness a breakup starting to happen?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Aren't they so much fun?
Oh my God. Because
it's like you could say, like, you know, some people have like the newspaper for the moon landing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they save shit. Like, I was there that day.
Yeah.
Oh, I love saying, oh yeah. Oh, they broke up. Yeah, no, I was there.
I was there. I don't think there's too many things better than watching strangers do it, because you have no vested interest in what's going on, right? I don't care. I don't give a shit about these two people, but it's
funnier than pure
fucking entertainment. Yeah. So we were at Stone Brewing Company. They have a restaurant there. Food's really good. Obviously a bunch of cold beers, and we're leaving. And there's this couple standing there. And we're waiting for the Uber. They're waiting for an Uber. And she like kind of walks out. We're already outside. So they kind of walk out together. She walks over and she's just kind of like throwing her hands around. She looks at him. She goes, but I just don't understand. I just, it doesn't make sense to me. And he goes, look, it's just, dude, they're yours. I don't know what to tell you. This is your, what do you want me to say? And so he like sits down.
What's hers?
Yeah,
what's hers?
Yeah. Wait, it's getting there.
What's hers?
It's getting there. So he sits down on the curb and she's like, you won't even look at me right now? I don't understand. I mean, obviously I don't wear bobby pins. And so whose bobby pins were on your sink? Whose bobby pins were on your sink? And he goes, they're babe, they're yours. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, did you forget? I mean, and she's like, I've never had bobby pins. I don't understand why you just can't tell me who's been over there and why there's bobby pins on your sink.
Because like the easy would be like, so here's the thing. I feel for this guy, because the easy would be like, if he really was cheating, you're like, okay, they're my mom's. My mom stopped by. It's hers, right? That's the easy thing.
Okay.
If you're being real, you're like, no, dude, like they're fucking yours. They're yours. I don't like. Unless you had a friend over, I don't fucking know. So the guy's being, I trust the guy.
Dude, I was leaning towards him as well. I really was. She just seemed, and he was, you could tell by his body language and his expressions that he was so fucking over it. He was like, I am so done with this broad shit. I'm over it. And he's like, look, whatever. He's like, and he gets up and he goes, and it looks like he's going to open the door for her. But then he slides in and gets in the car first. And you could tell she is so pissed. But they're also hammered at the same time.
hard to control yourself when you're drunk.
Oh,
like
my
that.
God.
Like, and compose yourself. You just want to go off the fucking rails and just be like, bitch, I fucking told you. It's your fucking bobby pins. You got it from Dollar Tree because you're cheap. You're cheap. Your mother before you's fucking cheap. I don't know what to fucking tell you. Like, it's hard not to go off like that.
Dude, so she's pissed, right? So she walks around the other side, and you can hear the muffled screams from the inside of the car. It's just like, you fucking lied. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so delicious. I'm just
watching. It was an Uber?
Yeah, it was an Uber. The Uber goes
fucking Porsche Mach.
Maybe 15 feet, and it stops. Dude gets out, slams the door, and starts walking back towards the other way. And then I'm waiting for the girl to get out. She doesn't get out. He just said, fuck this, I'm out. And he got out, and you could tell he had that look at his face of just like, I'm over this. I don't need this shit in my life. I don't need this shit in my life. This bitch is crazy. Fuck it. And just bailed.
Turns right back around and goes, is my old table still available? I need a couple more drinks. And you're like, come here, bud. Get in here. Arm over the shoulder. Be like, yo, listen, we're your family now. Okay.
We got you,
Hoss. Fuck that broad. And like, you just take them in as your own. Then you could like raise them. Oh my God. That'd be so much fun.
Oh my God. You know, raise a young, you know, 22-year-old out into the wild, bring him in from the wild and teach him the way of the world.
That'd like domesticate him and shit. That'd be fun. That's going to be a good time. So what
just, my advice, you know, teach him that anytime he sees bobby pins, just fucking throw that shit in the trash, bruh. If there's a bobby pin, I don't give a shit if it's your woman's or not. You take that thing, you throw it in the trash immediately.
She's like, babe, that was my new fucking hairbrush. Oh, fuck. Well, oh, gotta yours? Go. No girl shit.
Sorry.
No,
that's my
okay. I think we should all take in a stray X. I think we should all take in a stray X, only if it's male.
In a stray.
Here's my theory. Here's my actual theory. Okay.
Yeah.
You see two people like that, preferably a young couple.
Yep.
Hey, you trust him? Yeah. Bet. Hand him your phone. So, okay, actually, no, let's go the opposite. Hand her your phone. You trust him? Good. have him hand her his phone. Immediate reaction, he's gonna hesitate. He's like, fuck. Now, here's my theory about that. That's a natural hesitation. That's like, you can't walk past mirror and not look, right? Everybody does it. You got to hesitate on your phone. You could have nothing on it. My theory is most likely not cheating. But I know what you're thinking. Why is he fucking concerned about handing over his phone and putting his password in? And on an unlocked phone, handing over an unlocked phone, that'll make your butthole pucker. But here's my theory. It's not most likely you're not cheating.
Did I leave a Pornhub tab open?
Exactly. Your first concern is, did I delete my porn browser? Fuck. Is that private browser still up? Fuck. And really what's going through his head is he just doesn't want you to know that that's the third time he watched stepsister porn this week.
Mm-hmm.
He just doesn't want you to know. That's embarrassing.
That's right.
He's and they only get rid of worried about his porn tabs, which are very valid. Everybody accepts it. It's not an issue there at all. It's not cheating. It's jerking off, which is weird because why are girls allowed to be so open with jerking off, with masturbating, you know, flicking the old bean, double clicking that mouse.
Yeah.
But guys are like, I ain't going to tell you that I was. It just looks different, you know?
It is, or it does, correct. Sorry.
I don't know, put a beer on the spit.
It's a different thing, right? I mean, but I still think there's that shadow of like, oh, you masturbate, even with women a little bit, you know, there's that whole thing. And it's a weird cultural thing that it's, everybody does it, everybody knows about it. It should be widely accepted. It's like, hey, did you take a shit today? Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's the same thing. That's the same exact beautiful example.
Or it's like picking your nose. Everybody picks their nose. Everybody. Sure. Oh, everybody picks their nose. It's not gross. But oddly enough, if you see somebody pick your nose, kind of gross.
If you see somebody pick your nose? Yeah, that's gonna.
That would.
I might freak out a little bit. I'm gonna be real. If I'm looking over in the mirror, that's what I meant. Nose, I'm gonna be.
It's like, dude, I'm watching you pick my nose, dude.
Yeah,
I'm watching you.
Hey, easy, not that many knuckles, just one.
Sometimes the pinky gets all the angles though. Because here, can I be honest? I'm getting boogers up top of the nostril, not very often. That's not a common thing, I feel like.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it that much, I guess. I guess.
Did you ever pick the roof of your nose?
Oh, yeah. No, I can get up there. There's ways that you can work your way around and get in there. Yeah, for sure.
It's tricky to get up there, though.
It is. I don't know. I think it's like the structure of your nose, too, right? So it's one of those things where if you have like a narrow nose, I've seen. So there was an ex. Her mother had the narrowest nostrils that I've ever seen in my life. I mean,
my nostrils are not shaped the same.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
But hers were, I swear to God, it looked like just like two lines, like small, like you could take a pen and draw a line on a piece of paper. And that was the equivalent of the width of her nostrils. They were fucking thin.
What? Yeah. Oh, that poor bitch. Oh, that poor soul.
Yeah, I don't know, but she had small hands, so I figured it was all right to get in there. But I don't know. I mean, that's another one of those things that definitely is way more. Like, I feel like I could have had a conversation with her about her double clicking her mouse and not how she picks her nose. I feel like that would have been an easier conversation to navigate.
Yeah, but what are the questions you really want answered? Actually, I want both of those answered.
I want both answered too.
Yeah. Actually, could you imagine asking like a future mother-in-law, "Hey, you still masturbate?" I think we should be more open about all that.
I think so too. I think that's our push here at Hey Man, Nice Shirt is we want to be more open about difficult conversations. So let's not make those conversations difficult anymore. Let's just make them conversations. Real life talk.
Yeah. Over dinner.
Hey, how was your day? You have a good day at school? Do you rub at that easy one? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's what we need to ask. You need to ask mother-in-laws at the dinner table in front of Papa. Hey, how many sexual partners did you have before you met Jack? Jack, you know, Grandpa Jack, how many? I feel like a lot of undercover sluts. Which is, maybe. Which I say sluts endearingly. I say that well. I say that.
Yeah, but there's
not demoralizing by any means.
Yeah, but there's.
I think you should get your bag.
That's that double-edged sword, right? That's the because if you're asking Pops, you know, if you're going, hey Pops, what about you? And he just rattles off like, oh, like 307.
Wow,
that a boy. Where'd he get in there? Where'd he just slamming that dick everywhere, huh?
That would be an exceptional number. That would be an exceptional number. That guy must have a hog. Like I'm talking, not a hog. Actually, no, false. A perfect size penis. Perfect. You know, sometimes a hog is, it limits you. It limits it you. Does. Like that one guy that's got like a fucking 16 inch hog and he can't do anything.
Yeah. He can get, you know, most of the tip in and that's it. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, it's miserable.
That's going to be fucking horrible.
I stay away from that porn too. I don't want, I'm not into the embarrassment shit. So like, I'm not going to watch a guy with a hog. I mean, I'm average. I'm an average guy. I like everything average. I like my pizza, not too hot. Not cold, but like
just average.
Average.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn my mouth. I don't want to watch a guy with a hog. So I would think Grandpa Jack had a nice piece, a nice piece, respectable piece. But then with those kind of numbers, you're looking at a good personality. You're thinking of, you're talking outgoing, gentlemanly when he needs
funny,
to be.
Just absolutely hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta be funny.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Just that gift.
Funny
of
gets you laid. Funny gets you laid.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. 100%. 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah. Funny gets.
Yeah. Without question. But again, that's that double edged sword, right? You know, if Pops is over there with that big number, and then you look over at grandmama or mom, future ma in law, and she throws out like 65, you're like, oh, woo, shit. You know, it's like that's
those them legs, sweetheart.
Jesus, it's like, God, is there any tread left on that tire, or what's going on? You know,
which let's set the record straight.
But it's horrible. Yeah,
that's a myth.
Oh yeah, for sure it is. It's like a catcher's mitt, man. You can slam that thing as many times as you want. It gets right back to its original shape. It's
come back.
But that's the horrible situation that we are in the world right now, is we view that as a thing. Like, dude, I'm sorry, if there's a girl out there that wants to, if she just, and we've talked about this before, if I was a girl, dude, it'd be new dick all the time. I'd be trying. I'd be it's like at Baskin Robbins. I want to try every single piece of ice cream. I want to try, the pralines and cream. I want some of that mint chip. You know, let me try some of that vanilla. Is that vanilla any good? All right, it's okay. How about that pistachio?
It's always just mediocre. The vanilla is always just mediocre.
It's just like average.
Chocolate is exceptional. We know that. But okay, a tricky thing to say as an active man such as you, a tricky thing to say about that you would take a lot of dick. I think it's a tricky concept to grasp on.
No, if I was a girl.
Because you're not a girl, because you are a guy that's claims he's not attracted to other men, which is fine. So a tricky concept to throw back.
Think so?
Yeah. For a man to say I would take a lot of dick, respect.
As a woman? Like if I was born a woman, if I was genetically female. But I had this brain, like the thoughts and the things that goes on in here. So if it was this personality, this human in a female form body, you know, that was, I'd have to think that I'd be relatively attractive.
Yeah. Unlike you, I would have ugly titties, but so actually what you did was you actively made it worse. So congrats there.
How did
you
make
it worse? Because you said you have the same brain. So that means your brain is telling you I'm naturally attracted to women, but
No,
see, you can't misspeak. You got to say what you mean.
Oh, God, you used your dick.
And now, this is where we're at. So you're saying a
woman. You take words and kind of twist them into what you want them to be. That's not how this works. So
wait, hold on. Is my audio okay? My audio's all right. You don't hear any feedback or anything?
No, you're good.
Okay, fantastic. Let me keep going.
Well played.
So, Nick. So same brain, but put into a female's body, which is okay.
Same mindset, right? So no, it's the,
nope, hold on. Nope. You right, can't cut right. that off.
Okay. All right.
You can't circumcise that. Let's keep going. Same brain. you're just taking dick. So you got a male brain in a female body, which happens. We know Caitlin.
Running for governor.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear that?
Caitlyn Jenner?
Running for governor.
Okay. Totally not related to her transition, because good for her. If that's, you know, she's an icon. Good for her. Very happy for her. Here's why I don't think that's a good idea. Mostly because of who she surrounded herself with for the last X amount of decades. I don't think Kanye West should have been the president. I don't think Caitlyn Jenner should be in office. I don't think whatever one of them is a billionaire, also don't think that should have happened. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Arnold wasn't too bad. I didn't disagree with too many things he did, but I don't think he made too many waves. You know what I mean? He just kind of did his thing. And
no, he was just governor. And he was so cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, fucked his gardener, whatever she was, maid or whatever. And
the maid, yeah.
Yeah, it was the maid.
It's like a real kid. Remember when he was denying it? And then you look at a picture of the kid and you're like, it's just a... And he's like, no, that's your kid, dude. That apple did not fall far at all.
The kid just comes out of the womb going, get down.
Get to the dropper. And he was like, no, I don't.
That's not mine.
See my movies. That's not mine. He's like, no, he has your testicles.
literally at birth, just this huge peaches down there, just these look the size of that boy's plums. Good lord, how's that not your kid?
Oh dude, my kid was born, I should not say this, I should never talk about my kid's genitals, but I will real quick, and then never again. He was born with a sack on the guy. The doctor was like, holy smokes, and I have a picture of it, and tremendous. They've since shrunk, but they were tremendous. They were
well, you know, it's warm in the womb. So, you know, they're just like, yeah, what's up? You know how testicles are. It gets warm. They're just like, ah.
Yeah, but you didn't go up a couple of trouser sizes. I mean, I'm talking this guy would, if he should be wearing a size 5 shoe, he was now wearing a like 12 and a half.
Oh my God.
The guy just, and I was like, damn, son, get them balls from your daddy.
Jesus.
And Sarah was like, no, you don't. I was like, oh, yeah. No, you do.
Yeah. Oh, poor kid. Oh, that's fucking funny. So back to Jenner running for.
Oh, it's tough. That's governor. A tough sell.
That's a
tough sell.
And here's the thing is, yeah, that's where it gets really difficult because it's really challenging to say anything bad.
No, it's not. It shouldn't be.
I feel like it is. I feel like it's, you got to walk on eggshells. You can't just be like, oh, well, she has a fucking horrible idea and agenda for this and this, and they're like, well, what do you mean?
Wait, clarify that. You said, you listeners, he said agenda, not a gender.
Yeah, agenda, like a game plan for being in office. Not
risky word to say, just throwing,
see, that's what I'm saying.
No, honestly, no, here, that's the problem. It should not be tricky to say. It's unanimously agreed, like just understood and agreed upon that she is now a female, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
That's how she felt. And she made it happen, and she's an icon, and she helped a lot of fucking people with that. We also should be able to say, with that, I don't think she would be a good governor. Like, why? Because she was a man and now she's a woman? No, because she was a Kardashian Jenner person for far too long, and an athlete, and. Yeah. 1 million times out of 1,000,010 times, that doesn't work.
Right. Yeah. No,
you know, how many athletes become governor? Fucking never. Like hardly ever, because more times than not, it doesn't work. Has nothing to do with her sexual makeup anymore. It has nothing. It should not. We shouldn't. That's the problem. It's like in today's society, everything is so like, oh, I can't speak against her because of what she went through. No, you could. That's like saying Usman, was it Usman? I think it was maybe Usman, who like grew up in a salt mine, not Usman. Maybe Usman. Whatever. One of the MMA superstars grew up in like a fucking salt mine. He, at like 11 years old, was working in the salt mine, and like, it was like, he had the craziest fucking life. And he like was arrested 7 times trying to cross the desert, and they would arrest him and then release him in the middle of a desert by himself.
Jesus.
And he's finally here and he's destroying. But like, what if he wasn't good at fighting? What if like he went through all of that, was like, I want to be an MMA fighter. And people are like, well, you went through some shit. We're going to sign you. They sign you and you suck. We should be like, okay, I know like you went through like some shit.
He throws a punch like he's knocking on a door.
Yeah. Right?
Hey, yeah. I'm gonna hit you. Ah.
We would clearly be like, all right, dude, what you went through was crazy, but you're not, this is not for you. Yeah. I think we should be like, why are we allowed to say about certain things, but not the others?
Yeah, that's fair.
We're blurring lines here.
So this is a recall. So they're trying to recall Gavin Newsom, which is amazing. That guy needs to be kicked out. But one of the other guys that's running, I saw his commercials. So they're doing all the political commercials. I forgot how silly some of these are. This dude, shit you not, is running through a meadow with a fucking bear. Like a bear, like a grizzly bear, like a big ass live fucking bear.
Respect.
And I'm like, you immediately have my vote. I don't have no idea what your stance is on anything, but the fact that you're just like, yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna go here with a bear. And can you imagine that pitch from his PR department? Going like, all right, John, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna have a wide shot, so it's gonna be like a drone footage, and it's gonna slowly zoom in, and it's gonna be of this bear. And next to that bear, you're gonna be standing there, and just with your arms crossed, you're gonna have a white button-down shirt, but rolled up, so it kind of shows like, hey. You know, I mean business. I have a tie on, but I'm also, you know, I'm ready to get my hands dirty and fight this election. So you're going to have the sleeves rolled up, and that grizzly bear is going to be standing right next to you, and not a cub. Mm-mm, no, this motherfucker's 8 feet tall. So, you know, you're going to look like a small man next to it, but you know what? You know what's on the California flag? It's a fucking bear.
Yeah,
and
that means small man, big ideas.
And for a fucking California bear, let's do this. And he's like, I mean, is this a wild bear? Yeah, we haven't figured that part out yet, but it's going to be a bear. Not like a cartoon. No, it's this is real bear.
So with all the technology, no CGI? No.
CGI. Let me see. Tracy, do you think we can find that?
Yeah, Tracy, that'd be great. Yeah, throw that up on the screen. But bold move. I think
And of course. Fucking California. First thing thanks for showing this early to me, Tracy, and let's get it up on the screen. But of course, fucking California. Now they're all pissed off because guess what? He brought a bear out there. So California is like, oh, all the fucking tree hugging asshats that are just like animal rights activists going, look at this, under fire. Horrific live bear stunt. Come on, California is just a fucking ass.
Everybody needs to desensitize.
Of course. Look at this. PETA. Hey, PETA. What's wrong with that? What is that? That's horrific.
Okay. Actually, can I be honest with you? That is the most badass shot right there. That crazy cox motherfucker. He has his back turned towards the bear. You know how much he must be sweating? You can't even see that motherfucker come up to him. But I mean, if you're gonna fight a bear, might as well just let him kill you because you're not winning. So I'd rather not see it coming, maybe. I don't know. That is ballsy. Having your back turned towards the bear as you give a speech. Jesus Christ, that guy's got set.
And hey, Michael, wear a mask, Twitter guy. Fuck you. Fuck you for calling out PETA.
Michael Petrelis.
Petrelis, you can eat a dick. You're our Hey Man, Nice Shirt Human of the Week, by the way. Immediately.
That works. I'm in for that.
Immediately. Yeah. For
PETA
not...
put an end to political using bears for oppressors.
Eat a dick. If this dude wants to risk his life by getting a bear out there, then fucking let him do it. You know what I mean? Let me see. I want to see where he's trying to commercial.
Bear.
It is. Let's go to his page. Look at that.
John Cox. Look at that. It's all, oh my God.
It's his, all about the
John
bear.
JohnCox.com.
All about the bear. Look at this. So I got to turn the audio off so we don't get kicked. But dude, look, he's just, it's California, it's beaches, and then he's got this fucking Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate
icon.
Bridge.
Just the, you know, the, there's the hills with the electric things. Oh, the homeless. And then everybody leaving. They're like, oh, we're going to fucking Texas. The fires. Oh, no. Oh, the homeless again. Ah, oh, bear. Oh, I'm going to fight the homeless. Ah, yeah, it's, and then there's that piece of shit. Yeah, it, well, because there's no audio. No, that's Governor Newsom, current governor, yeah. Piece of shit.
Beauty. This is a great ad.
It's so good. It's just, it's so good.
Oh, this is so good.
Or beast. And this guy's saying he's a beast. He's going to come in. He's going to change California. He look started with nothing. He goes, look, I started with 25 cents, you know, and I built an empire and I know how to run businesses and da, 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 da. I'm not connected to these multimillionaires and I made it all on my own. Fucking Newsom's an asshole. And then here's my family. Look how beautiful my family is. We have a dog. That's nice. And I can look at bills. I know how to pay bills. Look at this. I'm looking.
In the dark. Yeah. He looks like a beast.
Look at it. He's right there with the bear, just walking in the forest.
He looked uncomfortable. He looked a little uncomfortable.
Dude, you got to think that he's like, am I going to die? I'm going to die. There's a high likelihood that I walk with a bear. I know what I'm doing. I do things differently.
Look. I'm going to put a plain shirt on, plain gray shirt on to show him I'm a normal guy.
That's right.
It's hands just, dirty. I like this guy.
I'm just one of you guys. Oh,
look, two roads. You got two roads to take. You want the beauty?
Is it the beauty or do you want the beast?
Or the beast. Oh, it's beauty or the beast. Ah, look at that.
Yeah, $12,000 dinners. The infamous picture where he's not wearing a mask after he's telling everybody to don't dine indoors, which he did. And then he's wearing a mask. And I think Cox said, I don't drink, which now I don't trust him.
He said he don't drink.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Nah,
slash the cost of living. He's a political outsider. He's going to slash taxes. I mean, the state is, it's so expensive to fucking live here. And there's so many people that are just like, fuck it, we're out. We're leaving. We're going to, you know, Utah. We're going to Idaho. We're going to Texas. You know, these people are out. And, you know, Cox is like, education first. We're going to bring everything back. Gavin Newsom doesn't. He looks confused, looking at a piece of paper. There he is, right next to the bear. I'm gonna tuck my shirt into my jeans. I don't know if I like that look. Oh, that's balls.
Let it kiss him. Let it kiss him.
Oh shit! There he is in the field with the bear.
Okay, so I think we all understand that is definitely not a wild bear. I think we could all assume that.
No. That's a bear here's what probably happened, you know, and this is where people get outraged, right? This was a bear that probably got injured, right? It was a cub that probably got injured and his mom's like, well, fuck it. And some nice humane people came and said, we want to save this bear's life. So they brought it
and
in.
Make you a movie and star.
And they raised it. And it just, so when you raise animals in and they have a lot of human contact and they're not hungry, the chances of them attacking go way down. So that's all this is. That's all this is. If he's hungry, guess what? He's fucking cocks up. He will eat that person.
What do you what was the, what were those two magicians that one died from the tiger, the white tiger?
Oh, Siegfried and Roy.
Siegfried and Roy. Maybe.
No, he didn't die. I think he just got fucked up a lot.
I thought he killed. No, it killed him.
Did it?
Trace. I'll bet you a drink. I'll finish this beer. You finish your beer. He died. You say he didn't. Oh, we should have like a disagreement segment. That'd be fun. So maybe that was the problem. Maybe he just
No, he died of cancer.
No, the other one, stupid. Siegfried Roy died from the tiger, probably. And it's been like wiped from the internet. You can't find
it. Roy Horn, months after his Roy. Oh, so they're both dead.
Yeah, they're both dead. One of them just died.
Yeah, Siegfried just died.
They're worth like crazy amount of money.
Siegfried, and then
he died of COVID. What? He died of COVID at 75. That's crazy.
Now this, in 2003, see the tiger bit Horn's neck and dragged him off stage.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was partially paralyzed. So he was already jacked. And so this is the thing that I don't like. It's, I don't, And oh, here this will get us kicked off YouTube for sure. I believe that. Okay, I think this article wrote it correctly. It says complications. He didn't die of COVID. He died. There was complications from that. It's like complications from the flu. It's like complications from pneumonia. These are things the flu may not have killed you or killed him in this place. I mean, he already was jacked, right? I mean, he had a crushed windpipe. He was probably partially paralyzed. I'm sure he was fighting some other shit. So yeah, I like the way that they worded that.
Due to comp. Okay. You know what? I can agree to that, but at the same time, it's like if COVID or the flu, whatever you want to compare it to, didn't happen, he'd be alive. So he died due to COVID complicating other shit. So I feel like both are acceptable. Like it's, if you never got COVID, you'd be alive.
Here's the thing that they're not going to tell us. Conspiracy theory alert.
Kicked, boot.
Here's where we get booted. So I have done a little bit of research. Now, apparently the testing that they do for flu is like this, right? So they're going to test just this kind of upper percentage. It's a small little window. If you have flu, this is kind of where you fit. Now, COVID, when they do the testing, it's the full spectrum. So they're going from top to bottom. If you have a trace, like barely any amount of it, they consider that having it.
Oh, understood. So if you have just a smidge of the just a smidge of the flu, like yeah, you barely got the flu, pussy, get out of here.
Yeah, they don't even record that as you having the flu.
So, but if you have like a smidge perhaps of COVID, they're like quarantine, get this guy on a ventilator.
Yep,
he's out of here.
Well, I mean, if you're showing the symptoms, then yeah, they're gonna put you on a ventilator. But
oh.
But basically what that means is that if they would have tested it within the same parameters that they would have tested flu, there'd be significantly less cases.
COVID yet or what? Like, we're still doing this.
But the scary thing with that though is if there's significantly less cases, so if they're testing it different, then there's significantly less cases. That takes the death count and makes it way higher, which that's even scarier. So I don't know what if I like that.
Yeah.
Right.
It does make it up.
Regardless, it's fucked up. And wear a mask if you need to, if you're not vaccinated. I recommend getting vaccinated. I got some friends that don't, but you know, if they and we're gonna put on their tombstone. Told you so.
I saw a video. And it was like, of course I'm not gonna get vaccinated. Because in 4 years when the commercial comes out, have you or a loved one been infested with the COVID-19 vaccine? Well, there may be compensation for you. And I was like, that's kind of funny. I'm sure
David Stern and Johnson at 888-888-8888. Yeah. You may be entitled to millions.
And then like clearly bad actors like Johnson, Johnson, Johnson and Frigg Reed got me $3 million for my case. And they're like, really? And you're doing this commercial for $1,000?
Or it says really, asterisk, not a paid spokesperson.
Yeah, they're really fast talking at the end of the commercial. Results may vary. This is not an actor.
Actor portrayal, not real lawyers.
Johnson, 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 and Frigg Reed they never passed the bar exam, but they're lawyers. Yo, speaking of like opening up again. Concerts are coming back, which means tailgating season is coming back, which means the whole reason I bought my fucking van is coming, baby.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm excited. I can't wait. I can't wait to. So this was fun. We went out with the neighbors Friday night and had pizza. We went to a pizza joint. Shout out to Shane's Pizza down the street. It's a Seattle bar, which is awesome. You know me, I'm Seattle Seahawks and Mariner fan. So we show up. And we had pizza in a restaurant with cold beer. And I can't remember the last with like friends. I can't remember the last time I had a slice that was hot and fresh right out of the oven that wasn't in a box delivered to me. I mean, it came on a little metal tray. By the way, good fucking pizza down there too. If you have an opportunity, you're in San Alejo, go to fucking Shane's. They have a good, good slice. For California, it's good. Don't be
a dick. There it is. See, we got to put disclaimers. I think we should just do little asterisks. But like, we do not promote this fucking pizza because it's doo-doo butt cheeks. Okay, got it. Understood. No, dude, that's fucking amazing. It's so exciting to get like back out and shit. Like, I'm vax waxed and ready to relax. I'm ready to start doing shit. I went to a store, took my kid, bought the shit for Mother's Day that mom didn't notice. So that was fun. It's just been exciting, you know. I got some people coming over tonight, and by some people, I mean three people. Which is exciting. We're going to go in the hot tub. We're going to drink some beers. We're going to order some food. We're going to, it's really nice. I'm so excited for tailgating season. You guys can't tell. We need to talk about that. You guys can't tailgate in California, can you?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yeah, we can.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. What do you mean? I don't understand.
Like, tailgating is not legal in California.
Since when?
Since I was there. I got kicked out twice.
For what? For fucking tailgating?
Yeah.
Dude, I was at the Padre game before, so I want to say it was 2019 for sure. It was at the Padre game, and we tailgated the shit out of a tailgate.
Did you like grill and shit?
Yeah.
What?
Really grilled meat, cold beer,
vodka. Dude, every time we went to like a concert or went to the Dodgers game and shit, it was Dodgers?
Or Anaheim Angels, one of the two. Pick one.
No, Dodgers.
Dodgers?
Dodgers.
Yeah. Blue and white?
Blue and white.
Is it LA on their hat?
Yes. But L like comes stacked. First and then A yeah. second.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, we were there and like I was like grilling. So I first went to a Dierks Bentley concert for Valentine's Day. And right. I was like, it was when we got there, it was the first like concert or whatever we were going to, like big event we were going to.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I bought like fucking a grill. A cooler full of beer. I had fucking chips and salsa, tables ready to go. And nobody, like there was parked cars, but like I parked along like a sidewalk so I could like, not a sidewalk, but like, yeah, a sidewalk within the parking lot. Kind of. I was like, this is perfect. Y'all will set up our tables there. And then everybody's just walking past looking at us and we're like, anybody want a burger? And they're like, no. And I was like, yo, why? Like, where is everybody tailgating? Where's like the party? In New York, everybody, it's like a huge fucking party. There's cops everywhere. People are like fucking in pools. Like they bring inflatable pools and beer pong tables and cornhole and all like 1,000 grills. And it's like the best thing ever. It's like just as fun as the concert. And so Sarah and I just sat in the back of the car. Like it was like a SUV that we put the seats down and the trunk was open and we just by ourselves.
Then
we went to a Dodgers game. And we took people from New York. It was my brother and sister-in-law. And we like had the grill and shit. And we thought that one was a fluke. Then we were like grilling and shit. And people were like, the security came. He's like, you can't do this. We're like, why? He goes, it's illegal. I'm like, what? Tailgating's illegal? He's like, yeah, dude, wildfires. Everybody had a grill going on here. Look at all the wildfires that happened. I'm like, well, it adds up. I get that. But no, that sucks.
He lied to you. That guy 100% lied to you. Because
so why does nobody do it?
Well, hang on a second. I went to NASCAR a couple years ago in Fontana, and it was full. I brought my pop-up, so full pop-up tents. Mm. We had two grills going. We had a flat top and we made pancakes. I mean, we got there. The race didn't start till like 3. We were there at like 9.
Yeah, that's the best part, dude.
We had breakfast. We had lunch.
That's the best.
We went to the game. Pete, shout out to Pete. I know you're a listener. Pete got blackout drunk. It was best.
Like
it was fucking
like
amazing. Pete's a good dude. It was the fucking funniest thing. It was so good. It was so good. And then we came back and slept in the truck for a minute and then drove home. I mean, that's just kind of how. And actually, I'm sorry. We got back. We put the grill on again.
You have to
get some burgers, and then we went home. I mean,
that's the thing. So after the concert, no more boozing, you know, or show, call, race, whatever. No more boozing, but you need to eat. Get something back in that belly because you know you're fucking starving.
That's right.
No more boozing. And then you just eat. You take a quick napper.
Yep.
Head out. That's the best. Dude,
Dierks Bentley down here, we before that concert too. This one's a little bit different. But because, I mean, we typically bring our own food, but we get a bucket of chicken. from KFC, and we sit there in a cooler, and that this is pure tailgating. We take some beach chairs and put them in the back of the truck.
That's the way to go.
Get the windows down, get the music up, and we're just sitting there hanging out and chatting with people, throwing beers at people, and they're playing cornhole, and yeah.
That's the party, dude. That's what I look forward to. And I got into a fight at a tailgate when I was a kid.
Yeah, but whoever said that tailgating in California is illegal is a cunt.
So that's really not true.
No, fuck no.
Oh, thank God, dude. Because tailgating, that is my favorite thing. We've gone to concerts at Jones Beach Theater here on Long Island. It's right on the water. And like just for the tailgate. We didn't go to the concert. We just went for the tailgate. We've done that plenty of times. It's like a thing. So I'm glad that's not forbidden by you. Jones Beach Theater, I got into a fight when I was a kid. And the kid bit my face off.
What? Mm-hmm. Well, clearly not. I mean.
Okay. So we were boozing before. We were boozing during. Got back. And it was like a fucking truck full of people. It was a suburban full of all of our friends. In the back was just coolers. And, I mean, it was a fucking day. Who did we see? Sublime. That's who we saw. Sublime with Rome. And out of nowhere, this kid comes up, and he just came up to him. He was a black kid, bleached hair. So we're like, oh, cool, man. And we were young. We're like, that's dope. That's a dope-ass look. Because we didn't see, like, black guys with bleached hair very often.
Okay.
And he was talking to us. We're all bullshitting. It was great. We were about to leave, about to get out of there. And we had a designated driver. And we're about to fucking bail, and we're just talking to this kid. Everything was great. Then he goes, oh, where do you guys live? And we're like, oh, we live in, okay, I'm not gonna say it, but blah 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 blah. And he was like, oh, cool, you could drop me off. And we're like, ah, sorry, man, like, you know, full truck, coolers in the back. No, I'll sit in the trunk. I'm like, no, dude, we got like coolers, like we just said. And he's like, no, it's totally cool, man, you could just drop me off. You don't even have to be like to my house. You could just drop me off on the, you know, on the highway next to it. I'm like, and we're all like, dude, like, man, I'm sorry, dude. We just don't have the space. And we didn't know this fucking guy. He started like pushing his way into our car. We're like, dude, what? Like, out of all respect, like, we don't have space for you. Sorry. You got to find somebody else. Where's your friends? He's like, oh, I lost them. I don't know where they went. And we're like, all right. Sounds a lot like a you issue. Sounds a lot like not my problem.
Yeah.
And so he's like pushing his way into this car. And finally, this girl, I'm not going to mention her name either. She's fucking 4'10", 4'11", 85, 90 pounds soaking wet. Tiny little girl. And we're in high school still. And she like eventually goes up to him and was like, this is our friend, puts her hand on like his chest and goes, can you like stop and leave us alone? And he just pushed her, like tossed her right off. And that's when she went down. So I saw that and I looked at her current boyfriend and I was like, and he's like, just looked away. So I just jumped in and I was, yo, what the fuck, bro? You can't do that. So I pushed him. I pushed him so aggressively. Like I threw him and like threw myself back a little bit because he was definitely bigger than me. And that's what I thought would be the end of the scuffle. It was not. This motherfucker cocked back and I saw him cock back and I was like, wonder what he's doing. Crack. And he cracked me, dude. Like cracked me right in the side of the eye. And like, I stumbled back. I was like, whoa. I was like, wow, that hurts. I was like, that hurts a lot.
God, that stings.
I was like, holy shit, that hurt.
Shoot.
And so it turns out it was not the end of the scuffle. It turned out to a full out fight. Now everybody's like running over. Like, I go after him and then we're fighting. And like, we were like fighting a little bit and then he was like getting some good punches on me. And I was like, I should do something to stop this because this fucking hurts. And I started hitting him hard and I was like running him back a little bit. Then I got cocky. And I was like, that motherfucker cocked back on me. I'm going to cock back on this fucking guy. I cocked back. And unlike me, he saw that bitch coming. I swung so hard like a fucking haymaker. And he just went. And it missed and he grabbed me on, like around the back and I was like, uh-oh, turns out this isn't good at all. But I was a rugby player, so I just like kind of flipped him around and I jumped on him and I got like a full mount on him. And he grabbed my head in and bit me right here.
Oh, what?
Right above the, if you're not looking, if you're not like watching this on YouTube, he bit me on the lip, under the nostril, and like back around the side of my mouth. And he bit, not like bit and let go. He bit and was like actively like biting through my lip. And I just started freaking out because like I could feel him biting through my lip. And I was like, yo, yo, you're biting me. You're biting me. And some fucking idiot in the back was like, oh, look, they're kissing. And I was like, no, we're not. And he was biting through my shit. So I was like, all right, dude, you win. Stop, stop, stop. And he wouldn't stop. So I just started like giving him like hammer fist. But like he was so close to my fucking, so close to my face that like I couldn't really get it until I fucking hit him and like his nose started bleeding.
Oh.
Hit him right on the bridge of the nose and his nose started bleeding and he let go. And I jumped up and I kicked him in the face and that was the end of the fight. But he bit through. I had to go get like shots in every piece that he bit through. Oh, it was horrible. I couldn't go to like school for like weeks because I was like, I'm not going to school like this. Yeah.
That is fucking wild. Are you kidding me? Dude, okay, number one, who bites like somebody like that? I mean, you know, Tyson and Holyfield, the ear thing.
The ear thing, yeah.
That was fucking weird.
But I got it on the, I got it in the face. I got it in my mouth. I had to get like tested and shit. It was like an ordeal.
That's fucking crazy.
I had so many pictures of it, and you could see like the worst spot where he bit through was like under my nostril, and my nostril was like all funky.
Is that why your nose is you have different sized nostrils?
Huh. What's that he bit on? I think he bit on my right side, and I don't know which one of my nostrils is wonky.
Hmm. That's fucking wild, dude. I don't understand the bite thing. I mean, if you're losing a fight, you're just going to bite somebody? I feel like that's childish. How old? Oh, he was a child, though. He was like a kid, right?
He was probably like a year or two older than me, I'm assuming. I don't really know.
That's silly. Don't bite. Hey, real life advice.
There you go. Real life advice.
Yeah, if you're in a fight, don't bite somebody. There's no reason for that. Don't use your teeth aren't tools. They're not weapons either. You know, use your fists, use your elbows, use your knees, use your feet like a man or a woman. Who cares?
Or a woman. Dude.
Don't bite.
Some of these women are badass. Oh, some of these women, you don't realize. Yeah. They'll fuck you up.
Oh, there's definitely some women out there that fuck me up for sure. Just throw that just a hard right. And I'd be like, oh, yep. Okay. I'm going to go to sleep now.
So here's what I think.
Mm.
I told my kid, I'd never lie to him. That was lie number one.
That's right. I was just going to say, you're off to a good start.
Yeah, no, that's lie number one.
Yeah.
Because you're going to want to fight. And here's the reality of it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Santa.
No, I'll keep those things.
Yeah, but that's a lie. You're lying to your kid immediately. Like their first Christmas, you lie to them.
Yeah, why do people say I'm never going to lie to my kids? That's all we do.
Comes around, lie.
Yeah. Or what about like, oh, we're all going to sleep now and we all pretend to sleep. And then we do coke in the bathroom. Like then we're up all night. Like, you know what I'm saying? We lie to our kids. Lying to our kids is great.
It's your birthday. You know, you have all these great things and oh, you're such a good boy. You're such a good little boy. Oh, and you're the smartest little boy that's ever been in ever, you know, even though
he gets C's and he gets nothing but C's and C-.
Oh, you're so smart. No, it's fucking work harder. You little shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That C- is not good. Okay.
No, it's not going to get you into any colleges unless you're good at a sport.
No, it did.
Yeah, no, that's why I said, unless you're good at a sport, that's the only reason I went to school.
Oh no, I didn't get any scholarship because they didn't give rugby scholarships in school.
Really?
They did, but I wasn't there. It was very rare. Mm. And I knew a guy, again, not going to mention names. I hope you're not listening. Full ride to fucking college.
Oh shit.
Full ride to rugby. He was a beast. I played with him and he was a beast in high school. Full ride. Couldn't stop doing idiot shit.
Mm.
Kicked out immediately.
Yeah, that'll happen. That'll happen. I always joke because I was looking at schools. I had a bunch of friends that were Mormons when I was in high school. And they're like, oh, you should come play golf at BYU. I'm like, dude, you know what the first thing is going to happen at BYU, right? I'm going to be the kid with a backpack that I put a trash bag in, filled with ice and beer, walking through the dorm. And I'm going to be kicked out of BYU immediately.
Immediately.
On my first day.
So I went to a party school, but that wouldn't happen. We just all openly drank. I drank with my RA freshman year all the time.
Mm. Yeah, I remember first practice. It was cold. Because, you know, golf is a fall sport, apparently. So it was shit cold. And we were walking down the first hole, and I'm playing with the number one player on the team. And I'm a freshman. And, you know, I think I'm a pretty decent player. And these guys are good players. And we hit drives. The coach is, you know, stays back and watches some of the other guys go. We get to in the middle of the first fairway. Dude reaches into his golf bag, picks out a bottle of schnapps, tosses it over at me. So I take a pull off of that. He reaches into another pocket in his bag. He's got a can, throws a little can over. He goes, get a little dipper in there for you, kid. And I'm like, sweet. So if the first hole, first round of my college career, college career was, here's a bottle of schnapps, here's a fucking lipper. Get in there.
What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to soak. You're going to put the lipper in, pour the schnapps the dip.
Yep, yeah.
So when it cuts up your lip and shit, into your bloodstream.
It's just peppermint, bro.
That's it. That's it. What was the peppermint? Rumpelmans.
Oh, no, this was like, this was cheap. This was cheap, like plastic bottle shit. It was nasty.
I'll never drink peach schnapps ever again in my life.
No, I can't drink that either. It tastes gross, number one. And number two, I'm sure you have a story where you got fucked up and threw up in your hair.
I was 13.
Oh, that's right. You were a young drinker. I didn't really start drinking like heavily until I was like 14.
Yeah, dude, what an upstanding citizen you are.
No, I'm kidding. It was later. I think I was a junior in high school. So I was like, 15, I knew a girl, 15, 16.
I knew twins, identical twins in college, my freshman year. And they never had a sip of alcohol.
Dude.
Ever. Full-time bartenders making a killing.
Oh, I bet. Dude, I got to tell you a twin story. Have I told you this story before where we dated?
I love a good twin story.
Oh, fuck. So this is college. I think it was college. I think I was still in college. We had the crew. So it was me, Jimmy, Bobby, and then Kevin every once in a while when he was in town. And Jimmy and Bobby both worked at Domino's. And I worked at the golf course for my dad, and but on Fridays or whatever, they would have they were delivery guys, so I'd go over, we'd hang out, and we'd do the ESPN Domino's ride along program where I just hang out with them right around till they get off, and then we'd go do dumb shit, right? So Jimmy starts dating this girl, and she has a friend, and her friend is a twin. So Jimmy's dating this girl, Bobby's dating this one of the twins, and so there's just like this free twin. And <I'll
laughs> we love a free twin.
So I look at her and I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. And it just made it easy, right? Because everybody's hanging out, we could all do shit together, we go like miniature golf and drink and a lot of fun stuff together, bowling or whatever. So I'm like, all right, might as well. I remember they came over one day, and I was living so this might have been like freshman year, because I was still living with my parents. So they came over one day, and it was the boys and the girls, and they were meeting me to pick me up. And I remember that they walked in, and I'll never forget the look in my dad's face. And I'm like, I'm gonna hear shit about this later. So, and don't get me wrong, this girl's body was like a fucking 10. That's the only thing good I can say about her. Great rack. I mean, she had, but again, I mean, she was like fucking like what, 19, 18? So do you remember 18, 19 year old tits and how amazing those things were? They're just all firm and just all right, perky. Yeah, and all right,
were they amazing because we were young and just seeing tits and that's fucking beautiful? Like, and think about it.
Well, yes, or for sure.
They're different.
And yes, because they were, I mean, they were big, dude. They were huge and up. They were just.
Gravity's a bitch.
Yeah, right. Because she hasn't experienced any gravity at 18. I think she might have been 19. I think they were 19.
Let's say 19.
So we went out, and I remember I got, you know, came home, And the next morning, it was like a Saturday or something like that. Everybody's having breakfast. My dad's about to go to work. And he looks at me. He goes, so I'm guessing she can suck a golf ball through a garden hose, huh, son?
Bold move to say about her.
And I went, yeah, this was not great.
Oh, that wasn't great?
She was not a pretty girl.
So she was collarbones down.
She was collarbones down. Collarbones down. She was a 10. It was a 2 above that.
That bad? Okay, hold on.
It wasn't that bad. So yeah, her eyes were they some girls have their eyes are really close and some are like right in the middle and then they're kind of further away.
Mm-hmm. Hers further away is the creepiest.
Yeah, she looked like a fish. It looked like they were in her temples. I feel bad for this girl. She doesn't listen, and I don't think she could pick me out of a lineup of one anyway. We dated for like 3 weeks. I don't even call it that. Can you call it that? Sure, whatever.
You rendezvoused.
Yeah.
Better a word we should bring back more often, I think. Rendezvous. That's an old term.
I remember my buddy, he told me this story. That he was with his future wife when they were dating, now ex-wife, so future ex-wife, when they were dating, and they pull up to the movie theater, and she was driving, he gets out of the car, and there's a Buick Rendezvous right there. And it says Rendezvous.
A Buick Rendezvous?
Yeah. Buick made a Rendezvous back in the day. He gets out and he goes, what's a rendivorous?
I'd be the same way. I don't know how to spend it. Is it spelled weird?
Yeah. Well, there is a V in it, and it's like E-A-O-U.
I figured
it's a French. Like it's a French.
I don't know. I'm not but smart. Yeah,
Buick made one. It was like a little SUV looking thing. It wasn't a pretty.
It sounds ugly.
Pretty girl. It was kind of like the girl that I mean, it, you know, good internals, but just to look at, you're like, ugh.
I don't know if you should have said good internals, because that means two things. That means you were in her guts. And actually, all internals, it's all pink on the inside, fellas.
It is. Doesn't, yeah. It all feels the same. Well, it's similar. All feels similar.
Did you just punch your mic?
I had a whisker going in my nose, and I was trying to fucking pull it down. And that's the one thing that you'll never know is... When you have a beard and you have a real thick mustache, sometimes the mustache hairs will curl up and they'll get in there and they'll tickle your nose hairs and you're like,
I know the issue.
No, you don't.
Can I tell you something that I'm frustrated with?
The fact that you can't grow a beard. Out.
I grow my mustache out.
And you're not allowed. And you're not allowed around schools anymore.
It's been years. I can't be. It's been years,
dude. So hey, real quick before you tell the story, the kids, their dad came over, right? Because you know my situation. Future wife has two, so they're going to be my future stepkids. Their dad was over and he started growing a mustache. I go, hey, what's going on? He goes, hey, what's up? I go, oh shit, they and he works for the school. So I go, oh shit, they still letting you around the schools? First thing that popped out of it, no like hesitation or like, and I instantly was like, ooh, whoops. That came out way too fast.
He's got some humor, though,
right? Way too confident.
That's the way to really butter up the X.
He kind of looks at me, and I'm like, it's coming in nice, though. It's thick. It, like, tried to recover immediately. I was like, oh, shit.
No, but you look like the best pedophile you could be. That's what you want to be. You want to be the best.
The kids were standing there, and I could feel them. I could feel the older one looking at me. He's looking at me like, what the fuck did you just say to my dad?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Oh, shit.
So I shave my mustache.
Yep.
And Sarah won't notice for days. I'm like, yo, I look different. She's like, what happened? I was like, I shaved. And she's like, oh, babe, you look so good. You look clean. I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of it. I don't know. I'm happy. I'm happy.
Dude, shave. And I look like a completely different human.
I have never seen you without facial hair.
Nope.
I want to.
No, you don't.
Do
you?
I honestly have, genuinely do. And I'm working on a way to get you to shave.
Well, I told, because, you know, Future Stepson has the same thoughts as you do. He wants to see what it looks like. So I told him before he goes to college, I will shave. And obviously, I mean, if there's a role at some point in time where they're like, hey, you need to shave your beard, I'd be like, yep.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Yo, what about Floyd Mayweather? That motherfucker.
Where did I got he your hat. Come? Oh. We're not talking about that.
What?
We're not talking about that. I got your hat.
Oh, Jake Paul. I'm tired of talking about Jake Paul.
Dude, that guy's such a fucking toolbox.
He's such a fucking loser. But he's rich. That's his thing.
I mean, think about it. Think about what a great job he has done at being an absolute piece of shit.
I mean, he's a genius in what he's trying to do. But what he's trying to do is just terrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, Hitler was a great leader. Great leader. Don't even gotta like him.
Did you just compare Jake Paul to Hitler?
I did. Well, I did, but like not really. I didn't say they're like each other, but Hitler was one of the most prolific and successful leaders in history. And that's a fact. You can't deny that. I know that's going to get some hate. All right, get ready for the emails. Hitler was a great leader. Not in the sense of he was working towards a good cause.
No.
He was just able to control people well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so well, as a matter of fact, he's like, we're going to do we're going to do the worst thing in human history.
Yeah.
The most horrific act ever. Mm-hmm. Who's with me? And people were like, oh, hello, I'm with you. And then they did the stupid hand thing. They couldn't figure out how to say hello. And they just did the outstretched arm thing. That's dumb. You're an idiot.
Be careful with that. Somebody's going to screenshot that, and then it's going to be, we're going to get canceled.
Yeah. All right. You're right. That's right. You're right. I forgot. I forget that, like, clickbait and all that shit's a thing. That sucks.
And for the record, I'm like 37% Hispanic, so I could never be in the KKK. So none of this is, we're not part of affiliated with that. I mean, Nick is too Italian.
Mm. I don't know. Do they not accept Italians in the KKK?
No, I don't think so.
I think they probably do.
I don't know. I feel like Mussolini and Hitler like did not like each other. I mean, yeah, Mussolini was also a piece of
shit. The KKK
is
not Nazis.
Yeah, no, that's what they like. I feel like that's where they stem their beliefs from.
No, they just don't like. No, actually, it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. The KKK. The KKK is white supremacy.
Right. What was Nazis?
Killing Jews.
Who are white. Well, they believed, and I believe the Nazis feel the same. Or, I'm sorry, the KKK feels the same way. They don't accept Jews. Have you not seen American History X?
A great flick. Great flick.
Do you remember that the teacher was Jewish and Ed Norton had a big issue with that at the beginning?
Yeah, I kind of do remember that, actually. Yeah, but it's, I would say it's, for the most part, people of color. Because it's a white supremacy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, but, I mean, Jews are also a part of that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But which is weird.
It is. It's okay. Number one, the whole like racism thing is I don't get it, dude.
It's just dumb. Makes no sense.
It doesn't. Dumb. And the whole thing that's going on with the Asian community right now, I never knew about this. I truly, yeah, legitimately never knew that this was like an ongoing issue.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I lived in San Jose for fucking 5 years or 4.5 years or whatever it was. And I mean, there's a huge Asian population there. And a lot of my friends, I mean, I'd go to Chinese restaurants that were, I was the only white guy there. And I mean, it felt uncomfortable because I was, you know, tall, but I never realized that there was any type of issues with that community. Never realized that ever. Yeah,
and actually ever. I lived in Temple City when I was in LA.
Yeah.
I had an apartment in Temple City, which is, if you can't crunch those numbers, all Asian. That's all it is. And it was great, dude. Those people were, oh man, I remember our neighbors would just give us like bags of oranges. They had an orange tree and they were like, here you go. And the communication was fine. Like, it was a little tricky, but like, it was great to be with. So, oh my God. And we, the people that were there before us gave them chickens. So we would help like feed the chickens. Just, you have scraps to throw to the chickens. It was great. Oh, it was great vibe.
Dude, that's the thing that I love about the world is all the different cultures. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit about, I truly don't give a shit unless you're a total piece of shit person, which I feel like that's everywhere. I mean, you know, you look at trailer park trash folk here, right? I mean, we have shitty white people. There's a lot of shitty white people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But oh, I don't look at it
now. We're gonna get canceled again because you can't say all people that live in trailers are bad people.
No, definitely not. No.
And if you didn't hear, Logan Ryan thinks if you live in a trailer, you're a bad person. Clip it.
But see, I view as it more of culturally, right? So I look at cultures and things like that, and that's what I enjoy. I don't give a shit what color you are, dude. If you are from a certain area, a certain region, you're going to probably make some really good food, number one, and you'd probably do some really cool shit, right?
Yeah, I like cool shit.
I mean, simple. If you look at the Japanese and some of the things that they believe in and like death and how they handle death, it's way different than we do.
Yeah, I think it is actually.
And I think that's fucking cool. I think that's fucking cool as shit how they do that. And, you know, except for Australia. Australia can go fuck themselves and they're Vegemite. And they're, yeah, Australia, fuck you.
Too many things can kill you in Australia. Why does everybody want to go to Australia?
I want to go to Australia. I'd go there tomorrow, 1,000%.
No, I have zero desire.
Or New Zealand.
Yeah, New Zealand, because they have the All Blacks. The All Blacks is the best rugby team ever. And we saw them when I was in college. We traveled to Chicago.
Really?
And we saw the All Blacks. Yeah, we saw them do the haka. They beat the States, but it was like 70-3 or some shit.
Oh, yeah. It's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah. But,
a gun to a knife fight?
Yeah, whatever one you want to bring, just bring.
Yeah. Depending on what side you're on. But yeah, I remember. Nice. One of the jobs I had, we signed a major player from New Zealand, and she was all about the All Blacks.
They're impeccable.
And I didn't, and this was 2013 or something, and I had no idea who they were. And I Googled it and I went, oh my God. Mm-hmm. And it was like I instantly fell in love with
good
with
old Sonny Bill. Oh. Sonny Bill's a great player. I think he's retiring, or he did retire or something. He's a great fucking guy, though. I think he was in like some trouble or whatever, but yeah, I like them.
It happens.
But that was dope. No, New Zealand, I'm not in New Zealand. I'm sorry, I'm not into Australia. Too many things. Like, you have to check your shoes before you put your shoes on, because there'll be like a scorpion or a spider in there.
Spider, yeah. They have more things that can kill you per capita than I think any other place.
You can't open up the toilet because they're like without expecting a fucking snake being in there. Or spiders under the rim, where you can't open your car door because there's spiders under there. And all of that shit kills you.
All of
it. Fuck that. What a stupid place. They're like, but they have kangaroos and they have like a pouch. And yeah, did you ever see inside a kangaroo's pouch? It's fucking gross looking. Did you ever see a baby kangaroo feeding in that pouch? Fucking nasty. Slime balls. They're fucking, and their tails are too strong. Too strong. They shouldn't stand on a tail. So I'm done with it. Hate it. Back to racism.
Hang on a second.
I like racism.
The Aussies are probably though one of the most funniest, unintentionally funniest group of people.
There you go.
See you in the Northern Territory. See you in the Northern Territory. I mean, that is just
that's actually fucking great. They are actually mad funny. I was in where were we? We were in Mexico. We were in Mexico. Cancun. I met what is that football? It's
soccer.
No, like it's like football, but you kick it too sometimes. What is that? Australian
Aussie
football?
Yeah, Aussie rules football.
Is Australian rules football?
Yeah, Aussie rules football.
Whatever. Maybe that's it. Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's like football, but they can kick it. They can kick pass.
Yes, that one. And they have like three poles or something instead of a field goal.
Yeah.
I met a player and we were bullshitting. I was a rugby player. He was trying to learn about rugby. Dude, we got fucking annihilated. We're sitting poolside bar and we're just fucking throwing back tecate. You know what tecate is? That's Mexican beer, but it's cheap. It's like the Natty Light of us. That's fun. That's exciting. So we're fucking throwing back these beers in the sun and we talked for hours and he invited me over to his house. He's like, yo, take the trip, you got a place to stay. And I really, really, really like thought about doing it. And they're crazy. Those fucking cunts are crazy. He was like headbutting shit. And I was like, yo, I want to headbutt you. So we headbutted. It hurt so bad. It hurts just so bad.
This is one of my most favorite Aussie photos. So it's a dingo eating a shark while two snakes are trying to kill each other.
what? Yeah, who the fuck wants to go to this place?
The only thing,
fucking dingo eating, half the shark is gone.
That's a dingo eating a shark.
Eating a shark while snakes play.
And the only thing missing from this photo is a spider or one of the what are they, Kingsman spiders or kings?
Black widows.
No, they don't have those down there. They have some spiders that legitimately are like the size of your hand. Australian's most dangerous spider.
Look at that fucking thing.
Look at that. Look at those things.
Look how fake that one picture is of the kid with his blood. That's when he's like, ah. Right.
10 most deadliest spiders. And oh, you know what? Let's go to
those things. Yeah,
Tracy, go to the, thank you. I want to see the list, please. Thank you. Thanks, Tracy. Yeah, pull that up right there.
Trace, good looking out.
Spiders. I didn't know they had. Oh, no, that's a redback spider.
Shit's fucking terrifying.
Yep. Let's see here. What else? They have spiders less dangerous than bees. I feel like that's a lie.
Yeah, that's a fucking stretch.
This is a shitty article. This one, that guy. Look at that.
That guy looks normal.
He does, but I feel like he would. Those guys, the funnel spiders, the funnel webbers that get up there like that. Look at the size of those fucking teeth, those fangs. That guy would jack you.
And it's so funny because we can kill him by doing this. Squish. With two little fingers. Squish.
I don't think you could do that. Look at the mouse spider. What the fuck?
Fuck that.
Dude.
And they're not even like exceptionally big. Like they're large, but not.
Trapdoor spider.
Pitch them in between your fingers and they die.
Yeah, but I feel like, hang on a second. One of these guys, like I feel like that guy's pretty big.
Yeah, but again, like not bigger tarantula, than a paw. Like
the recluse.
So even like, a tarantula. Yeah, so like even like a tarantula is like the size of your
huntsman.
Palm.
The huntsman. That's the one. Those are the guys. 15.
That sounds like an English assassin.
It is. And it's a spider. Oh, that guy's just ugly looking. Fuck
that guy's a fucking. That guy looks like he's a chewed up piece of bubble gum.
Doesn't it? It's just like somebody spit on that plant. They're like.
Yeah, so I'm not into the Australian deal. You know what I needed? I needed Steve Irwin in my life. I got him at a very young age, and I'm fine with it. You know, I'll remember that guy.
Okay, look at the size of this. Look at the size of that fucking spider. Look at that.
There's no way that's real.
That's a human man or woman, somebody that's with braids. But there's no tits.
Hey, now. You can't do that.
Slipped out. Sorry. But remember, this is the huntsman
on the air right now.
This is, yeah. I know. Yeah. This is the huntsman. That's the one I'm talking about, dude. These things are fucking huge. Look at this thing. Could you imagine like waking up in the middle of the night, hearing something and then turning a light on and seeing that?
No.
I would shit my pants.
That fucking spider 100%. Wears a size 7 shoe.
Dude, this is the reason right here why they banned guns in Australia. Because if I saw that, it would be reaching into the bedside table and unloading.
Yeah, why? That's a good thing. Fucking kill that thing. Kill that fucking thing.
I've seen some great memes that have spider, like it's a picture of this, and then the next bit, and then like a side-by-side picture of a house on fire. I'm like, well, I got rid of the spider.
100%.
Yeah. Fuck that! Fuck those spiders. Look at that! Look at this! Look at the size of that thing. And he's like, "Oh, you just want to? You want to come for a ride? Yeah, help on my hand."
God, see, like, why is that guy doing whatever they're doing? Like, why?
He's a fucking idiot. Look at this. Yeah, look at this. Just the size of your. Do you think you can squish that without it like getting some sort of venom inside of you? Are you flexing right now? What are you doing? Yeah,
That backfired.
Oh, that's what you get. Hey, speaking of pounded beers real quick, have you seen this guy? And he hasn't been active in a while. Let me see if Tracy can pull up. Shotgun Shane Bowe, I think is his name.
Covered in fucking beer. There's a lime on the floor. This one's sour.
Have you seen this guy?
Did you know about that guy, Coyote Peterson?
No, I don't know about that guy. But this guy, this guy's fucking hilarious. Here, this is one of my favorites.
Oh, you sent me this.
Yeah, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, you sent me this.
Everybody's starting to get out and about. So you know what I say? Fuck Rona. Let's raise hell, praise down, and inhale.
Dude, just slamming those Ronas, dude. Make mullets great again.
Dude, I can rock a sweet mullet.
Miss y'all, love you.
That is fucking awesome. I'm thinking about it. The lettuce is getting a little.
It's a good head of lettuce. I'll tell you that much.
It's getting a little long in the back, and even though I'm scheduled for a haircut on Monday, I might cancel. I might just be like, you know what, fuck it. We're gonna let it go. I mean, yours is fucking long.
Luxurious, bro. Fucking amazing.
Dude, you got some luscious locks, dude.
That guy, Coyote Peterson. Speaking of insect, yeah. What's that?
Are you going to mullet? Are you thinking about it? Are you thinking about doing the mullet? Are you thinking about it? You should do it.
Yeah. I'm thinking of it. I'm highly considering it, but here's the secret. Can't let anybody hear. What's that? Can't do a mullet because next week I'm proposing. So, like.
Oh, fuck. That's right.
Yeah, we're heading down south to Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yes, so don't tell anybody. That was a terrible idea to let everybody know except my future fiance, because that shit's gonna come out.
Yeah, just, you know, make sure she doesn't listen to anything.
No, I can't have people contact her. People listen to this that know her.
Yeah, so don't spill the beans on the table.
Yeah, don't be a cunt.
Yeah,
but go to Collegiate University of National Technology State. Boom, sticker.
Dang, oh, hey,
you want them, we'll give it to you for free. We got more.
Yeah, I was just going to say there was a shipping error in your favor. So we actually have some more. I think it was a Family Guy episode. The wacky waving inflatable flailing arm two man. Wacky waving inflatable flailing arm two man. Hi. What was the guy's name? Hi, I'm
Carl.
No, I can't remember now. Damn it. And due to a shipping error, we're giving away for free.
Well, turns out we are. We got plenty more. We got like a fuck ton more for free. So we're going to give them out for free again. Let us know if you want them. DM us, email us. Where can they email us? Logan Ryan.
That is at the Gmail, which is hmnspodcast@gmail.com.
Correct.
Nick, if they want to slide into maybe like our Twitter DMs, or they want to add us, can they do that? Where can they do that?
No, they sure can. But can I also talk about how you deflected that? Because you hate saying it. The email and the name. You don't like it. You always turn it right back on me. You're like,
because I always fuck it up. I always stumble through it. I'm like, email. You can e to the mail. Send us a postcard.
You could find us in the old Instagram, the old Twitter, the old TikTok. It's all the same shit. And the old YouTube. It's all the same shit. That boom, is boom, boom. At HMNS Podcast. Boom.
Boom. I think on that note, happy Mother's Day. It's been an absolute pleasure spending, you know, this time with you, Nick, as we do. to all the sexy mamas out there, yeah.
We love a good mom. We love a good mother.
Yep.
Here at the HMNS Podcast, we love a good mom. And if you're a good mom, let us know that you're a good mom and let us know why you're a good mom. Mm. But no, none of the normal shit. Here you go. If you're listening to this or watching this, let us know why you're a good mom without the normal reasons of being a good mom. What makes you special? What makes you different? Anal, maybe. Maybe you do anal and you're also a mother. And that makes you good because you not only gave up your fascine, you're giving up the back door as well. No tight holes around here. And we respect that. Logan, is that what you told me earlier, right? You said, I hate tight holes.
No, I was saying it's that old adage, you know, just because one ride of the amusement park is closed doesn't mean the rest of the whole facility is shut down. I mean, you got other holes. Let's go.
Right. You know, your gynecologist said, hey, out 4 to 6 weeks. What'd your dentist say? I ask. What'd they say?
What did the colonoscopy say? I'm sure you're fine. Let me help you out. That was a butt joke.
No, I got it. I got it. I was mid burp and thinking about where else we could plug. guys, we have news coming up. We have a live show that is August 29th, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
8th
or August 29th. That's a Sunday.
Whatever that Sunday is in August at the end of the month.
Yes.
I'll be freshly tan because I will be back from Hawaii after that.
That's fuck. Oh, so we'll come with stories is what we're saying. I'll be back from Tennessee. You'll be back from Tennessee. You'll be back from Hawaii. And we're coming with stories, guys. We have plenty in store. it's going to be shocking. It's going to be shocking. I hope we're up to par. We're going to give it our best shot. Man, when I see you, this is going to be great. I don't know what else hints I can give you. It's going to be a lot of fun. Continue to email us at hmnspodcast@gmail.com, letting us know that you want to be on the list for the email that we'll be following to tell you where you could throw up that live show, and you could give the URL. That's what I'm looking for. To anybody that you want, there's not going to be a limit. So have fun with that. Get with us. There's going to be a way you can contact us. You could drink with us. Guys, soon we're doing other changes with like Patreon, with other shit. And
letting
things
slip,
are coming.
Letting shit slip.
Yeah, sponsors, whatever. We actually have shit in the works. So we are excited. What a fucking pleasure. Mothers, I hope you have a great one. Fathers, treat your ladies right. Eat them out tonight.
That's right.
Just do everything. Just everything.
All the things. Do all of them.
Just do all the things. Eat. Here's a secret. Eat the butt. The least. Just eat the butt.
And on that note, we will see you fucking next Sunday. Nick D, it's been a pleasure.
I love you the fucking death. And I will see you in about 6 seconds when we talk about after this. Okay. See ya. Bye. Peace out.